Welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. Tonight we continue the story of Myra and the online school. If you're enjoying this story, please tell someone about it so they can enjoy it too. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you're enjoying the story.
Okay, so, where were we? Myra had stayed out at night and stalked the stalker llama. She had taken a flight over the forest. She had, while following the stalker llama, had seen the stalker llama conferring with a deer at the edge of the forest.
Please tell me you're not actually going to do a stalker deer.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet. When Myra returned to her dorm room, she was surprised to see Tweety sitting at Tweety's desk, doing nothing. "What's wrong?" asked Myra. Tweety shrugged. "I got yelled at." "Who yelled at you?" Myra asked. "The RA," said Tweety. "She said something about restraining stalker llamas being against school rules. And I asked her to show it to me in the student handbook, and she told me that it wasn't in there, but that it was an unspoken rule."
"That's..."
Myra said, "Well, that's lame. If it's really important, they ought to put it in the student handbook. You know, right next to the part where they ought to put, you know, don't go into the forest at night." "Actually," Tweety said, "I'm pretty sure that one actually is in the student handbook." "Oh," said Myra. "Yeah, I keep meaning to read that thing."
"Myra."
"Well," said Tweety, "I have read it. There's nothing in there about restraining stalker llamas, so. But anyway, it seems unkind of her to yell at me." And a big sand tear ran down one of Tweety's cheeks.
"Please don't cry."
"It's okay," said Myra. "I suppose," said Tweety. Then Tweety looked up. "You know what I like to do when I'm feeling sad?" Tweety said. "What?" asked Myra. "I like to go to deer church," said Tweety. "Wait," said Myra. "How do you even know when and where deer church is?" "I subscribe to their newsletter," said Tweety. "Wait," said Myra. "They have a newsletter? Why didn't you tell me this before?" Tweety shrugged. "You didn't ask," Tweety said. "But," said Myra, "but I've been trying to investigate this whole thing. How do you subscribe?" "You just have to sign up when you go to deer church," said Tweety. "But I've never been to deer church," said Myra. "Well," said Tweety, "you want to come?" "Yes," said Myra, "I would like to go to deer church with you." "Great," said Tweety, "let's go." "Now?" said Myra. "Yes," said Tweety. "It's very convenient. I just happen to be feeling bad on the night that there's deer church this month." "Okay," said Myra. "Let's go. Has the stalker llama come back yet?" She peered out the front. "No," said Tweety. "It must still be off wandering around campus looking for you." "All right," said Myra. "Any chance that deer church is not in the forest?" "Actually," Tweety replied, "you're in luck tonight." "Where is it?" said Myra. "Tonight," said Tweety. "They are having deer church down by the river." "Down by the river?" said Myra. "Why?" Tweety leaned in very close and whispered, "Baptisms." "It's a very special night," said Tweety. "Read on," said Myra. So Myra followed Tweety out the dorm into the quiet of the night, and they headed down to the river. When they arrived, Myra again saw all of the deer lined up neatly in rows. And as she arrived, she noticed a couple things. First was that all of the bucks were on the left side, and all of the does were on the right side. "Wait," said Myra. Dear church is, like, segregated by sex? Tweety shrugged. I don't judge, Tweety said. Deer do what deer do. We're guests here. Okay, said Myra. Well, where do we go? We go in the non-deer section, said Tweety, motioning over to a third area off to the side that at that present moment contained what appeared to be a professor from the school, from the religion section by the robes, but the professor's hood was up, and then next to the professor were six llamas. And then there was also a griffin that Myra was pretty sure was the griffin she had ridden earlier that day. She followed Tweety over to that section, and they stood there quietly. The deer were making noises that Myra did not understand. But after a few minutes, several of the deer came forward and walked into the river until they were all the way up to their heads, and then they ducked their heads under, and then they walked out on the other side of the river and walked off.
I baptize you in the name of the Deer Father, the Deer Spirit, and the Deer Son.
They walked into the forest on the other side of the river. Myra was pretty sure that it was not just a trick of the moonlight, that it looked like their heads were glowing just a little bit, particularly the buck's horn antlers had that faint blue glow that she remembered seeing when the two bucks had run off the string demon in the forest.
Powers. Is she going to go get her head turned magical? Magic head.
Myra leaned over and whispered to Tweety. She said, "Why are their heads glowing blue?" Tweety leaned over. "They haven't explained it to me," Tweety said. Then apparently deer church was over, although Myra wasn't sure how all the deer knew this, because they turned and started walking away from the spot. "Quick," said Tweety, and Tweety led Myra up to the front, where a very large deer that looked familiar to Myra was standing, the other deer periodically coming up and stopping for a moment in front of him. And Tweety walked up and said, "Hey there. This is my friend Myra, and she'd like to sign up for the newsletter, please." The deer looked at them for a moment, and then Myra heard its voice and was sure it was the same one she'd seen in the forest. "Sure," said, "sign up for the newsletter." And next to its front hoof, there was suddenly a paper and a feather quill pen that Myra was pretty sure had not been there a minute before. And so she leaned down and she wrote down name and address. She put her dorm address, and she did not check the box for dear believer, but she did check the box for in need of prayer, because she figured she had stalker llamas. She definitely needed whatever help she could get. And then she put the pen down, and the deer nodded at her and nodded at Tweety, and then turned away from them to confer with other deer. Myra turned around to see that the griffin had already left, and she could see where the professor was headed back towards the campus buildings. And most of the llamas had wandered off, but one of them was just standing there, staring at her. "Oh," she said. "Well, I guess this is the way it's going to be. Are you ready to head back, Tweety?" "I am," said Tweety. Myra headed back towards the dorm, Tweety next to her, and they'd gone maybe 100 yards when she turned enough and turned around, and sure enough, about 6 meters behind them was a llama staring at them. Myra sighed.
Honestly,
Tweety said, "Uh-uh, not tonight," and walked straight towards the stalker llama. The stalker llama waited until Tweety was about a meter away, and Tweety said, "Shoo," And the stalker llama turned and ran off. Wow, said Myra. How'd you do that? I like giving hugs, said Tweety. Apparently stalker llamas don't like hugs. I shall remember that, said Myra. And she headed back to the dorm with Tweety and slept really soundly for the first time in several nights. And that's the end.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's show, but questions and running commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and our wonderful logo was designed by Silas Swindlin. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, please tell them about it. Do you want more stories? You can now subscribe to the show and help pick a new story for me to tell every month. The show's website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.